time now for another Senior Spotlight, and this Senior Spotlight is with Taylan Carmody. And Taylan, tell me how this year, your senior year, is different from years past at Mulbridge Pollock High School.
I would say there's a little bit more freedom, a little bit more responsibility. There's no teachers coming up to you asking for missing assignments, nothing like that. You're just expected to know everything or whatever, which you should. You've been in the system for 4 years. I guess there's a couple more eyes looking at you. There's no one to blame anything on. It's just you're the top dog in the classroom. So,
and what kind of goals have you set for yourself going forward?
I like to try to keep a good position in the classroom, stay on top of all my homework and everything. I've been taking a couple dual credit classes, and them have been a big help for me or whatever. I've just been trying to stay accelerated in that part of school and trying to get through high school, I guess.
What's your future plans? What are you going to do after high school?
I'm planning to get a rodeo scholarship and go ride bucking horses somewhere. Right now, the idea is down south, more as of Texas, I guess. I've been kind of had my eyes set on that. But right now, I'm looking for a scholarship and trying to go have fun in college, I guess.
And you have a family that likes to rodeo, so this is kind of a family legacy, isn't it?
Yeah, my dad he rodeoed in high school. He had a good background of it in Dupree. He had a bunch of good role models when he was younger. And my brother is riding bucking horses at a professional level down in Texas, too. He lived in Mulbridge with us quite often, I guess. And it's been a good part of the family. It's been a good tradition.
It's not all about rodeo with you. You do a lot of other things, including playing football and baseball in the summertime and so on and so forth. So when you look back and you think about your high school career, what kind of legacy do you want to be remembered by?
I would say a hard worker would be a good thing to be remembered by. I like to show that it's easy for someone to tell that I'm a hard worker, that they can see I've put in effort behind the scenes and not just showing up and going through the motions. And I feel like that'd be something to be remembered by, that kid right there worked hard when he was in this position.
Freshmen, sophomore, juniors, they come up to you and they say, what kind of advice? What's one piece of advice you would give to the younger students that are making their way through high school?
I guess the biggest thing is turn in your homework. That's a pretty basic one, but just have fun, listen, and don't just try and get through high school. Enjoy it, because it goes super fast, as I've come to realize that it's already over. I got about 6 months and I'll be heading away somewhere different. And it's just, you need to appreciate the time that you get.
So if you were to say, being a student at Mulbridge Pollock High School meant this to me, what would it be?
I would say that it, I guess, just a good childhood, I guess, is going to be great memories that look back on.
And so what are you going to remember most about the teachers and the staff at Mulbridge Pollock High School that helped to shape your visions?
I guess there's a lot of great memories that I have with many of the teachers. I would say Mulbridge Pollock ranks high among the state with some of the best teachers out there. They all try their best to try and advance their students and put in the work. And we have a great staff in Mulbridge that really tries to help us succeed.
So how important is it to you moving forward to set a good tone?
I guess that it's just something to be known for, I guess. I like to, just a great tone would be perfect for me. Just a positive tone, I guess, would be the answer.
And in my high school annual, they always put most likely to succeed, most likely to do this. So if they were to do that for you, most likely to?
That's a great question. I would hopefully like to say advance, most likely to advance in whatever he decided to take up in.
And what are you going to miss most about being a student at Mulbridge Pollock High School?
Probably hanging out with friends and getting away with stuff probably shouldn't get away with.
That's Taylan Carmody, your senior spotlight.